Piazza Castello. In Italy, November the 4th is National Unity and Armed Forces Day. In 1971, in a demonstration held in the square between Palazzo Reale and Palazzo Madama, a small group of pacifists questioned the role of the army and argued for the recognition of conscientious objection. They no longer wanted to celebrate, as stated in a flyer, the massacre of millions of people sacrificed to the cause of nationalism. During the singing of the national anthem, the pacifists began distributing anti-militarist material and shouting, "Long live the conscientious objectors." The neo-fascists in the crowd launched a violent attack on the demonstrators. The police made things worse. They took away three members of the European Peace Corps and the photographer Nanni Sallio, who was there with his two-year-old daughter. The next day, La Stampa newspaper accused the pacifist Giuseppe Marasso of a violent behavior and wielding a club. It wasn't true, so Marasso denounced the carabinieri who had signed the report. Anyway, the only people who went to jail were the pacifists, nine in all, and the armed forces advanced criminal contempt proceeding against them and accused them of inciting military officers to break the law. The pacifists were defended by the best lawyers in Turin, Gianpaolo Zancan, Bianca Guidetti Serra, Maria Magnani Noia. They decided to support the battle for the right to conscientious objection. The trial was finally held in 1975, 4 years later. Two of the accused were acquitted and seven sentenced to a few months' imprisonment with a suspended sentence. But the appeal, 2 years later, ended with a verdict of no guilty for everyone.